Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, we're in Revelation chapter 19, beginning in verse number 11. For the past, 30, 40 weeks, ever how long I've been in the study of the book of Revelation, everything prior to Revelation 19, 11 is an introduction of what's taking place here. That's why the book of the Revelation is named the Revelation of Jesus Christ. It all comes down to this passage of Scripture. Everything from Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 1, up to this point that we studied points to the unveiling, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we're now, after all these weeks of studying and going through the tribulation period and in our Bible study and seeing the 7 years have passed, God's divine judgment upon the earth and man, and now he's coming back to redeem man and the earth, redeem mankind and the earth. And again, just as a point of reference, you know, the tribulation is divided up into 7 years, Daniel's 70th week. And we're at the very, very, very end of the tribulation period in this passage. The tribulation period is not only divided into a seven-year period, the Bible tells us it's divided into 42 months. 42 months on one side, then you got the Great Tribulation, 42 months. Also, it's mentioned in Daniel as time, times, and half times, meaning 3.5 years, 3.5 years. It's also divided into 1,260 days on one side and 1,260 days on the other side. You know, we've gone all these time elements, the 7 years, the 42 months, 42 months, the 1,260 days. As we get a little farther into our study, we're going to read in the book of Daniel. Probably get there next week because we'll be looking at the millennial reign of Christ. The book of Daniel talks about 1,290 days and then 1,335 days. And those days are specific. They're in the Bible for a reason. So I just said all this to say this. At 1,260 days from the time of the Antichrist signing that covenant, we call it that agreement that we see in the book of Daniel with Israel, that begins what we call the tribulation period. The rapture, the translation of the saints, is not the beginning of the tribulation period. Okay, there's going to be a short space in between from the time of the rapture to the time of the Antichrist signing that covenant with Israel. There's a space in time, and you know that in between that time, I believe, is the battle of Gog and Magog, the first one. We'll be talking about that later on today, this morning. And then the Antichrist signs that covenant. That begins God's divine time clock on 1,260 days, if you're following. Not the rapture, but the time that the Antichrist signs that agreement, 1,260 days, up to the abomination of desolation. The Bible says it's 1,260 days. From the middle of the week, the abomination of desolation, when the Antichrist enters into the temple, declares himself to be God, there's another 1,260 days, which will be this day, when Jesus comes in the revelation. Now, we don't know when Jesus will come for us. I mean, the rapture, the translation, it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be next week, next year, I don't know. But when we look at the revelation of Jesus Christ, it's very clear about his coming in the revelation. And so as we look at this, I'm just going to read the rest of this chapter, and I'm going to try to get through it. I don't know if I can, because there's so much here. Like I say, everything in the book of Revelation is pointing to this day. There's a difference between the revelation and the translation. The translation is what we're looking for, too. That's Christ coming for his saints. The revelation is Christ coming with his saints, and we're going to see it here in this passage, beginning in verse number 11, Revelation chapter 19. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I saw heaven opened. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both, speaking of the beast and the false prophet, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they were both cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the earth, the horse, and the sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. My friend, this is the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where he comes in all his power and glory. And we see that heaven opens. And this is, again, every eye shall see him. During the translation, the rapture, every eye will not see him. This passage of scripture in the revelation, we find that every eye will see him. In Matthew chapter number 24, let me share this passage of scripture before I go too much farther. Verses number 27 through verse number 30. Again, Jesus is speaking of the great tribulation. You know about the Olivet Discourse. And again, this is a part you have to understand. To rightly interpret Matthew chapter number 24 and 25, you have to keep it in context. Jesus had already told the disciples about the end of time and about they saw, boy, what a beautiful temple we have. And Jesus said, there's going to come a time when every stone will be turned on this temple. There'll be nothing left. And then the end of the world shall come. And they asked Jesus a couple questions. What shall be the sign of thy coming? And when shall these things be? They asked him three questions. Anyway, Jesus answered those questions, what we call the Olivet Discourse. Well, as he continues in his discourse in Matthew chapter number 24, he says this in verse number 27. He's answering their question, when shall the end come? For as the lightning cometh out of the east, shineth even unto the west, even so also shall the coming of man be. For so wheresoever the carcass is, there will be the eagles be gathered together. Remember, we just read that about the fowl of the air coming to they're eating the flesh of men and of horses. This is what Jesus is saying here. It's the revelation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Avenue Trio live in concert. That's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m., September 4th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.